Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Tim Beard, hoping you're having a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us in our podcast. I pray that this message inspire, uplift, and build you up throughout your day. In Jesus' name.
Get your Bibles. Amen. Let's go into the Word of God. Amen. In the house of God. Amen. Again, we say over and over again, thank you so much for joining us. Amen. In Facebook land, we make no excuses for what the Holy Ghost do. Amen. Because God is in control. Hallelujah. I said God is in control of everything. Amen. God is in control. Amen. And we thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Get your Bibles. Go to Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Amen. Thank you. This is the first Sunday, amen, in October. And how many know God has brought us from a mighty long way? Can somebody say amen to that? Amen. He has brought us a mighty long way. And God is doing great things, and we give God praise. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Amen. I want to leave this word in your hearing. Amen. Good to see you, you, and you that's in the sanctuary. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Amen. But I feel all right. I'm going to try to hold down because I know, amen, the world is looking. But I tell you, I feel like dancing and shouting and jumping and running around. Woo! Because God is a good God. Amen. He is awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Amen. And I'm going to be talking today. Amen. You don't have to stand. Amen. Because I'm going to be talking a little in the scripture. Amen. About a spiritual determination. A spiritual determination. Amen. I want to talk to you about a spiritual determination. There is a natural determination. Amen. That we have in our bodies. Amen. Sometime it goes. Sometime it comes. Sometime it's there. Amen. Sometime it leave us. But there's a such thing as a spiritual determination. That means this determination do not come of our own. Amen. It comes from God. Amen. This determination comes from a higher a power than we are. Amen. It unctions us even when our bodies are weak. Amen. The Bible says the spirit is willing. Amen. It lets us know that there's a spiritual determination. And how many know the plan of God will be manifested? I said the plan of God will be manifested. I want to talk about a spiritual, amen, determination today. Amen. Somebody's wondering why you keep on fighting when it look like you should be giving up. Why you keep on running when you want to sit down and be quiet? Why you keep on praising, amen, when it seems like you should be somewhere crying? I want to let you know when the Holy Ghost kicks in. My God, I said when the Holy Ghost kicks in, it gives you a double dose of spiritual determination that said, I will make it. I will come out of it. I will be victorious. Somebody say yes, Lord. I'm going to try to hold down and preach this thing because I feel like running. Amen. Let's go to Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. Amen. And the sixth verse. Amen. Nehemiah, the fourth chapter and the sixth verse. I'm going to just give you a backstory a little bit. Amen. This was in a place where Nehemiah was working for the king. Amen. And he was in a foreign land working for a king. But the thing about it, in the midst of that, God, amen, let him have favor with the king. Amen. And I want to let somebody know you might be in a bad situation, but favor is coming to you. Oh, God, I need to say that again. I said favor is coming to you. Amen. And in the midst of this, amen, Nehemiah was working for the king. Amen. And there was a messenger that came back to, amen, from the homeland of Nehemiah. Amen. And told him that the city, amen, has been destroyed. Amen. The walls have came down. The temple has been destroyed. And Nehemiah grieved in his heart. Amen. That where he come from had been destroyed. But there was something on the inside that unctioned Nehemiah that said, I got to go back and build the walls back up. Oh, my God. That's what we find ourselves here. Amen. Because the enemy, amen, have came against them. Sanballat and the Tobias and all the ones that gathered together. And I want a side note and let you know, when God give you a vision and a work, amen, you be careful who you're hanging around. Because everybody ain't for your vision. I said everybody ain't for your dream. Hallelujah. Amen. Be careful who you tell that to. Lord, in 2021, I'm going to build my house. You better be careful who you tell that to, because everybody ain't for you. You better say something in here. Amen. Everybody ain't on your side. Amen. You better be surrounded with those that believe like you believe and have faith like you have. But we find ourselves, amen, surrounded by enemies. Amen. That Nehemiah had, that was trying their best, amen, to persuade him not, amen, to come back and build the walls. So we find ourselves, amen, in the first chapter. You don't have to go there, amen. But Sanballat, amen, is saying they were mocking the Jews. They were laughing at them. Amen. How in the world, amen, they going to get it done? They just some weak Jews. How are they going to build back the walls? But I want to let you know, there's more for us than against us. Hey, I want to preach it in here. You might seem like you're behind or you're weak, but greater is he that's in us. I feel like preaching in here. Amen. The devil said you ain't going to do it, but I got good news. God is on our side. I got good news that whatever your hands see to do, God is going to give you the strength to get the job done. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Yes. I'm preaching to somebody in here because somebody making fun of you and say you ain't going to get it done. Somebody trying to mock you and say you don't have enough money and you don't have enough pool, but you don't know who I serve. I serve a God that's greater than anybody. I serve a God that got more money than anybody. I serve a God that's higher than anybody. Yeah, he's on my side. And guess what? Because he's on my side, I can do all things. Somebody said all things. All things. Amen. So they have gathered up all the enemy and they, amen, looking at Nehemiah and saying, how in the world, amen, you gonna get it done? Amen. They're conspiring. Amen. But I say in the scripture, amen, in the sixth verse, he said, so build we the wall. And all the walls were joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind. I said the people had a mind. I said people had a mind. A mind to work. Now we've been preaching around here, amen, that the thought had to be imagination. Did we hear the word? Get an imagination. And imagination leads to faith. And after faith, there is a purpose. And after faith, there's a purpose. And after purpose, we got to get the work done. Somebody say, yeah. Faith without works is dead. And you got to get a mind. Somebody say, get a mind. Get a thought in your head. I'm preaching to somebody. It looks real rough because we're in a pandemic. It looks real bad because we're in sickness. But guess what? God that we serve is able. Somebody said he's able. He's able. When you have a mind, amen, it gives God something to work with. It's a thought in your spirit. It's imagination. And he said, when you get it in your mind, I manifest it. You can't do it by yourself. You need a God that can take nothing and make something out of it. Can I say that again? You can't see how you're going to do it, but it takes a God that takes little become much when you give it to God. It was God that turned little into something real big. Can we talk about Jesus? Jesus took two fish, five loaves of bread, and fed a multitude. I say to you, whatever your imagination, whatever your dream, give it to God, and God will bring it to pass. And one thing I love about it, he'll give you spiritual determination. That means when I'm weak, I'm strong. spiritual weakness. Come on, somebody. Spiritual determination that lets you know, even in the midst of it, seem like it's going backwards. God says, you hang on in there. I'm going to bring it to pass. Anybody out there had a vision in your heart and said, God, bring it to pass. Look at today's says spiritual determination. Spiritual determination. That means I will not give up. I will not throw in the towel. I will hang on in there. Spiritual determination. Go past how you feel and say, God is on my side. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know somebody can throw their hands up that said, I wanted to throw in the towel, but something happened on the inside. Spiritual determination. Somebody said determination. How many tests did you have to go through and it seemed like you were failing them and you won't coming out of it? How many tests you had to go through that seemed like this was over and the enemy had gathered ready to have a party because you were going down? But I'm so glad God will counsel out of every party that the enemy get ready to throw, because guess what? He will bring you out. Yeah. So build they the wall, because they had a mind. I feel like preaching in here. I feel determination that I can do great things. I can do mighty things. Yeah, 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 yeah. I need somebody to clap your hands in here and say, I'm going all the way. Yeah, all the way. This was a story of Nehemiah building the wall. When he made up his mind that he was going back, the king sent, amen, stuff with him. Said, you can do it, you can do it. And they began to build the wall. Halfway through the wall, the enemy gathered again. I want somebody to know that the enemy is gathering, but God is on your side. I said the enemy is gathering, but God is on your side. I'm preaching to somebody. Who am I preaching to today? The enemy is gathering. And they said, come on down, Nehemiah. We want to talk to you. We want to counsel with you. They was trying to stop the progress. Nehemiah said, why should I come down to you? I'm doing a good work, and I'm going to stay on the wall. I want somebody to know, you keep doing what you're doing. God going to help you. Yeah, yeah, yes. He going to help you. And that right early, I love it, because God, amen, will step in at 0 hour. Am I preaching to anybody? I feel like going on, because guess what? There were times when I felt like giving up. I felt like throwing in the towel. But God said, keep on going. And look like something. I'm going to say spiritual determination. Kick right in. And I begin to run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God. Amen. He'll send it when you need it. I said, he'll send it when you need it. I'm here to help somebody, because somebody that's listening to me right now is about ready to give up spiritually, because seemed like you prayed and there was no answer. You prayed and you didn't get the answer you needed. But I want to let you know, he's omnipresent. He's God everywhere. He hears everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. There's never nothing that's going on that he don't know about. Yeah. Pastor Ben, why? Amen. Do I feel sometime? That is the enemy. Because the enemy want to discourage you and try to make it seem like you ain't going nowhere. Seem like you're stuck in neutral and your car ain't driving. But I'm here to let you know, God, I said God will send spiritual. Somebody said spiritual determination. Amen. Spiritual determination. Way past our natural determination. Because sometimes our body gets weak and we can't go no further. But the spirit on the inside kicks in like overdrive. It's like a car that's got an overdrive. You know when it comes? Let me break it down. Back in the day, we had straight shift cars. Well, we had to put it in drive and neutral, reverse, and then we put it in one, and then we put it in two, then we put it in three. Y'all remember that? When did we need to chunk it down into third? When you're climbing a high mountain, trying to help somebody. You don't need it if it's smooth, because you're on level ground. It's only when you're facing a mountain that you need that extra. Shut up. You need that spiritual determination. While you're driving, you got the power to stay level. You can drive smooth. Am I breaking it down? Anybody know what I'm talking about? But there's a mountain. Oh, let me slow back just a minute. You get a hill. You know what a hill is? A hill is just something of an incline. Am I right? Every now and then, you might have to throw it in one to get over that hill. That means I'm on my job and things going crazy. Every now and then, you got to have a spiritual determination. Say, you know what? You throw it down in the one, and one said, you know what? I'm going to work this job, and the devil ain't going to run me out of here. Y'all heard what I'm just saying? Then you go over that hill. Then it comes a point in your life where it comes against your family. Come against your family, wife, children. That's a higher hill. Because you don't know what to do. Y'all determine you tired of talking. I'm talking to somebody. You're tired of talking. You're tired of praying. You're tired. And you're about to give up. Them adult kids you got, you ready to throw in the towel. Then you chunk it down to number two. And spiritual determination kicks in and said, they belong to God. Devil, you got to take your hands off them. They belong to God. Am I preaching in here? Spiritual determination tells you to pray without ceasing. When you weak, he's strong. So that's a greater mountain of hill. And then here comes the mountain. You don't even believe it. You think it's financial. You think a mountain is financial money. A mountain is a trine of your faith. Here's the mountain. The mountain wants you to give up on God. Jesus told Peter, I pray that your faith fail not. Come on, somebody. Your faith. He's trying to get your faith. This is a mountain. Your determination can't go that far, because guess what? You'll give up. You can't throw it in one, because one ain't strong enough for this mountain. You can't throw it in two, because it's not powerful enough. But this way, you throw it down in third gear. Job is our witness. If I perish, let me perish. That's what Queen Esther said. Job said, in all my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord. Every now and then, you got to throw it down in third. That's where spiritual determination kicks in. And it helps you over that mountain that seemed too hard to cross. I want to let somebody know today, amen, you're in that mode. God is giving you spiritual determination. You're not going to be weary in well-doing. You're not going to faint. God is going to help you. He's going to move you to the next level. Somebody lift your hands and say, do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, spiritual determination. Stand on your feet, everybody that's in the sanctuary. They wrote a song, said, when the pressures of life comes my way, you renew my strength. Now I can journey on. Every now and then, your strength dissipates. It goes away. You come to your limit. Anybody ever came to your limit? You right there. I know I got hands up. You done, I can't take another test. I can't take another class. I can't pay another bill. I can't hear another nonsense from my children. I can't hear nothing else. That's when you are at the end of you. But I got good news. He's never failed us. He said heaven and earth gonna pass away, but my word gonna stand. Spiritual determination to keep on through the storm. Somebody said, keep going through the storm. I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna pray. Story goes on and says, there was a father and daughter was driving. The daughter was driving and she was a new driver. She wasn't that experienced. And the father was on the passenger side and they were on the way home. Smooth sailing, everything going right. They driving. But drip drop, here comes some rain. And the rain started falling and the sky got a little dark. And the daughter said, Father, I don't know if I can keep going. I might have to pull over. He said, keep on going. Keep on driving. She kept driving. It got a little rough. It got harder and harder. The rain was getting so hard that the windshield wipers were just going. Trucks was passing her. She got scared and said, Father, I got to pull over. I can't drive any further. I got to pull over. He said, daughter, keep on driving. Keep on driving. She gripped the steering wheel. And it got to a point where she couldn't see nothing but the headlights ahead of her. Anybody been in a storm like that? I said, anybody been in a storm like that? She couldn't see nothing. Father, I gotta pull over. Other people are pulling over. I gotta pull over. He said, slow down, but don't stop. Slow down, but don't stop. Tell your neighbor, slow down, but don't stop. She slowed down and she kept on rolling and she kept on moving. By and by, she kept driving and she drove right out of the storm. The father said, stop now. Pull over to the side of the road. She said, when I asked you, could I pull over? You said no. Why are we pulling over now? He said, first of all, we got to thank God for bringing us through the storm. I need somebody to thank God for spiritual determination to keep on going. After they got thanking God, Brother Harris, about, he told her, can you just turn around and look? She came, she looked back behind us and saw the rain and the storm. She said, Father, what do you want me to see? I see the storm. He said, look how many cars that pulled over that's still stuck in the storm. But because you kept going, because you kept moving, you out of the storm. I got good news. Don't stop. Just keep on going. That spiritual determination. Anybody glad that he gives us that spiritual determination to keep on going? Your storm is no greater than your determination. Can I say that again? Your storm is no greater than your determination to come out. You can come on out. I said, you can come on out. Don't stop. Look at your neighbor and say, don't stop. Keep on moving. Father, I can't do it by myself. He said, keep moving. How I'm going to raise these children? He said, what? How I'm going to pay these bills? He said, what? Keep moving. I'm going to handle this pressure that I'm under. He said, keep moving. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They're going to prepare a table in the presence of my enemy. They anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy is following me all the days of my life. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever and ever. If you're listening to us in Facebook world, this word is for you. When your strength leaves, your determination dissipates, the Holy Ghost will give you that spiritual determination. It'll kick in. I know I got witnesses in this room. You gave up long time ago, but God didn't give up. You threw in the towel a long time ago, but God said, I got you. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If you're out there, lift your hands wherever you are right now. Pastor Davis preached a word to us about hearing the voice of God. That voice that's on the inside said, keep on moving, that's God. That voice that said, give up, that's the enemy. That voice said, you can make it, that's God. That voice that said, you ain't going nowhere, that's the devil. He gives us instructions, and I'm giving it to you. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee. Don't entertain him. He will flee out of your presence. Don't even give him a room to get in your mind, your ear, nothing else. Resist the devil and he'll flee. But when you hear the voice of God, act on it. I can do all things. Act on it. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Act on it. He gives you that spirit. How many can be a witness that you get up in the morning and don't feel like doing nothing, but God said, you can do it. Get up, get up, get up. Move on, move on. Anybody in college, you ready to give up? Say, that's it, I'm done. God said, go ahead and take that test. I got you. How I'm going to pay that bill? All you got to do is have faith in me. Faith and trust in me. Now, if you speak it, believe what you say. You shall have what you say. We're going to pray right now. Kind Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this word that you've given us today. We thank you for your power and your anointing. We thank you for your love. Now meet the needs of your people everywhere. God, let that spiritual determination spark up in them, that they will run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Thank you, God, for reminding us that you're right there. Reminding us that any hill, any mountain, any storm, that you're there. When our natural bodies get to a breaking point, you understand that, God, because guess what? You said it. Let this cup pass from me. But you said, nevertheless, spiritual determination, thy will be done. Let it come on the inside of us that we said, nevertheless, we're going to move on. We're going to keep on moving. Bless somebody's house. Bless somebody's life. Bless their children and their family. We love you. Because we call it done in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody clap your hands and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Isn't he worthy? I need to hear you say it. Isn't he worthy? I said, isn't he worthy? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You walk in, tell somebody you walk in faith. And spiritual determination belongs to you. Amen. It's coming your way. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, clap your hands one more time.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. If you would like to make a donation, you may do so via Cash App or PayPal at $HHMC or higherheightsmc @gmail.com. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.